Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Three teenagers are under arrest. Another is being sought after three men were robbed near Central Park, the latest in a series of incidents near the park. Our Julia Papa has the story.
It's the latest in a troubling trend of crimes in and around Central Park. This one occurring at Grand Army Plaza and 5th at the edge of the park. Three people mugged by a group of teens at 1 in the morning. AirPods and a chain taken. Police caught up with three of the four suspects. Earlier this month, a group of teens and younger, according to the victim, held up a man near Woolman Rink, also on the south end of the park. Robberies there are up 200% this year compared to this time last year, and there have been 10 felony assaults this year compared to 7 last. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The NYPD is stepping up its search for the suspect in the stabbing of a 13-year-old girl outside Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Investigators say the girl was involved in an argument with three teenage boys on Sunday when one of them pulled out a knife and stabbed her three times in the stomach. Luckily, she survived and was hospitalized in stable condition. You can see newly released images of those suspects at 1010winds.com. Anyone who knows who they are or where they might be is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Disgraced Congressman George Santos is due back before a judge on Long Island today.
He has been making thousands of dollars on Cameo, sending video messages. But next month, George Santos is set to go to trial for fraud and financial crimes. The former congressman will be in court today for a pretrial hearing, and his attorneys have a few requests for the judge. Santos wants potential jurors to be questioned about their opinions of him. He also wants the jurors' identities hidden from the public. Prosecutors call it a delay tactic and that 800 plus jurors are already set to appear at the courthouse on September 9th. Last month, the judge turned down Santos's request to dismiss three of the 23 charges against him. Santos has pleaded not guilty. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
The folks at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation are continuing their work for first responders in need. This time, they've done a round of smart home renovations in the apartment of former NYPD officer William Billy McNamara, who's been in a wheelchair since getting shot while trying to make an arrest back in 1978. Tunnel to Towers Vice President John Huvane spoke to 1010 Winds.
This is an individual who's very proud and doesn't really want anything. But he did realize as he was getting older, it was hard for him to be able to keep his independence that he had grown accustomed to in dealing with his handicap.
McNamara says the renovations will make it easier to do things around the apartment for both him and his daughter, while indeed also giving him back his independence.
South Ward.
The NYPD is asking for the public's help, identifying a chain snatcher in the Norwood section of the Bronx. Investigators say a 27-year-old was walking on East Kingsbridge Road in Valentine Avenue two Sundays ago when the suspect came up, forcibly removed his chain, and pulled a gun before making a run for it on Webster Avenue. Anyone who knows anything about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Officials say they're taking new action to close illegal smoke shops on Manhattan's East Side.
Although the New York City Sheriff's Office has made shutting down illegal cannabis shops a high priority, many remain, especially on Manhattan's East Side, where Congressman Jerry Nadler and several state representatives will gather to draw attention to the issue. They will be at the Highlight Smoke Shop on East 23rd Street, which is directly across from an elementary school. Legal cannabis dispensaries in New York are prohibited from operating within 500 feet of a school or 200 feet from a religious institution. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Governor Hochul announced today that more than $2 billion in bonuses are on the way to more than 800,000 healthcare workers across New York State. That means payments of up to $3,000 will be made to each eligible worker based on the number of hours they worked between October of 2021 and March of this year. It's part of a program aimed at strengthening and increasing the state's healthcare workforce and to put more money in the pockets of working New Yorkers. The search is on for the last of four suspects in a scary mugging in Central Park, the latest of a string of muggings in and around the park. Police say the victims, a 35-year-old man, 21-year-old man, and a 15-year-old boy, were in the area of 59th Street and 5th Avenue late last night when the four teenagers came up to them and one of them pulled a gun before the others grabbed a set of AirPods and a chain from the victims, and they all made a run for it. But they didn't get far, or at least three of them didn't, before officers caught up and placed them under arrest. Police say there have been at least 30 muggings in and around Central Park since the start of 2024, compared to just 10 all of last year. And the investigation continues into last night's police chase and shooting in Newark.
The state attorney general leading this investigation, they say there was a brief police chase here involving what they believe was a stolen car, a Porsche, that bounced off the wall of a school at this intersection here at Clinton Place and Hawthorne Avenue. But it didn't end there. One of the suspects inside apparently got behind the wheel and tried to run down the cops on the street. Sarah Reddings saw it all.
You saw gunfire inside the car. It's just real disturbing and stuff. You know, just to go through this and have my own personal trauma that I've been through, it was just a lot.
She said she didn't sleep the entire night after what she had to witness. We still wait word as to the identity of the young suspect who apparently was killed by police here. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Newark, South Ward.
The NYPD is asking for the public's help identifying a chain snatcher in the Norwood section of the Bronx. Investigators say a 27-year-old was walking on East Kingsbridge Road and Valentine Avenue two Sundays ago when the suspect came up, forcibly removed his chain, and then pulled a gun before making a run for it down Webster Avenue. Anyone who knows anything about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Officials say they're taking new action to close illegal smoke shops on Manhattan's East Side.
Although the New York City Sheriff's Office has made shutting down illegal cannabis shops a high priority, many remain, especially on Manhattan's East Side, where Congressman Jerry Nadler and several state representatives will gather to draw attention to the issue. They will be at the Highlight Smoke Shop on East 23rd Street, which is directly across from an elementary school. Legal cannabis dispensaries in New York are prohibited from operating within 500 feet of a school or 200 feet from a religious institution. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Governor Hochul announced today that more than $2 billion in bonuses are on the way for more than 800,000 healthcare workers across New York State. That means payments of up to $3,000 will be made to each eligible worker based on the number of hours they worked between October of 2021 and March of this year. This is part of a program aimed at strengthening and increasing the state's healthcare workforce and to put more money in the pockets of working New Yorkers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.